Commercial radio is new to Nigeria. The government sold the first broadcast licenses only a few years ago. Now, radio stations in Africa's most populous nation are being influenced by American radio. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on one station's unique DJ.
Every morning in the notorious traffic jams of Africa's largest city, millions of Nigerians tune in to a foreign voice.
Back with you, man. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right here at the cool station. How you doing? Good morning to you, Nigeria.
Foster, a stocky 40-year-old disc jockey and former high school football coach from Baltimore, is the unlikely host of the Good Morning Nigeria show.
It's the Good Morning Nigeria show coming right at you. Still looking for caller number 5? Hit me up on the request line. Who wants to be a millionaire, baby?
Chris Ubosi, Cool FM's deputy director, explains why he hired an American DJ to entertain a Nigerian audience.
Americans have the best morning shows in the world, so we thought we'll get the best.
Foster had already switched careers from radio to telemarketing by the time Cool FM found his resume on the internet. Suddenly he was promised a salary, an apartment, and a car if he'd DJ again, only this time in Nigeria. Never having visited Africa before, it took him 3 months to make up his mind. And even then, Foster had doubts when he saw the poverty and urban sprawl of Lagos for the first time.
Here you are in a new country, Africa. You know, I says, hey, these are the people I'm broadcasting to. Do they all have radios? I joke about it, man. It was rough coming into this country.
But Foster says he was quickly impressed by the modern side of Lagos, the high-rises, the nightlife, and Cool FM's state-of-the-art digital studio. Foster's rapid-fire American-accented English has become central to his entertainment. Nigerians can't always understand him, and he often can't understand their form of pidgin English. The confusion, in a nation with more than 240 different languages, is a recurring theme in the show. It's at the heart of the program's most popular skit, an on-air love affair between the American and a woman supposedly calling from a distant village.
I still have problems understanding you.
I say people, they like us, they like us to me life.
We're from two different parts of the world.
That is the best thing. Now you got to teach me English when I don't understand.
The character, the village girl, is actually being played by Foster's girlfriend, who's in the next room. But the skit sparks flurries of phone calls from listeners who want to help translate for the foreign broadcaster. Foster says the point of the show is to entertain people, many of whom are living on less than a dollar a day, often without running water, electricity, or telephones. But he also provides what he calls inspirational messages for his listeners. Before the jokes and daily dose of hip-hop and R&B music, Foster launches each program with discussions of topics like honesty, self-respect, and hard work.
Morning radio, to me, should be uplifting. Can you imagine what the brothers and sisters are going through in this country? Hard day's work.
The critics say American music dominates Nigeria's airwaves, overwhelming the country's talented musicians. But Olisa Adibowa, another Cool FM DJ, says Foster's presence gives the station an international flavor.
You can have an American guy talking about an event in Lagos. You're bringing the international and the local together. You're meeting them head on. It is sweet.
Foster says the job is a dream come true, and he's already signed on for several more years. Cool FM is now hoping to syndicate Foster's show for distribution in other English-speaking African countries. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.